Hi, my name is Dan Lawson. I'm the director of the Center for Civil Rights Remedies at the Civil Rights Project at UCLA. I'm also the writer of what's referred to as the Wisconsin Checklist for addressing racial disproportionality in special education, as well as the series of modules, training modules, that accompany the checklist. So the checklist was designed in close collaboration with administrators from Wisconsin to be user-friendly and was field-tested and then revised with very positive results from district administrators and staff with regard to the final product. Now, one caveat is that the checklist is not a tool for checking off areas in a way that would allow the user to say the district is doing okay or there's no real problem here. The checklist is really three sets of probing questions, but districts do not need to use all three of these sublists for the tool to be useful. The first list will prompt deep inquiries about possible root causes of racial disparities and focuses on resource issues, such as the distribution of the most effective teachers and leaders and their training and professional development needs. Several items in both the first and second list are designed to help reveal strengths to build upon, not just deficiencies. Now, the second list zooms in on policies and practices that may be contributing to the racial disparities, and there is some overlap between the first list and the second list. Both of the first two lists focus on general education, but also include special education. Together, the first two lists get at the issues as they arise in the context of a particular district to reveal those contributing factors most relevant to the district. Many can get a good deal accomplished if they only use one of the first two lists. The third in the series of these lists looks more closely at the contribution of external factors that are frequently pointed to when districts embark upon this analysis. I'd recommend using the third list if there's a good deal of resistance to the working on this issue and a strong inclination to blame external factors. This third list will help districts see that the external factors are unlikely the only ones that matter, and it will help districts refocus on those factors under their control. Ideally, the action plans that evolve from using the checklist tool, along with the modules, will center around what districts are able to do moving forward. Each list has endnotes that provides the relevant research and legal requirements for each question on the list. Superintendents and other administrators find it very useful to be able to reference the requirements in the law as well as the research support for why this particular area is worthy of inquiry. The questions on the list also encourage adding data analysis to identify causes and in designing an action plan. The training modules that go with the checklist don't focus on the checklist themselves, which are self-explanatory, but how to combine data analysis with the use of the list to create and monitor effective action plans. The checklist and the modules are designed with efficiency in mind, as they should enable districts to get at some very important issues in a relatively short period of time. The checklist and web modules are also designed to work with all manner of decision-making processes. In other words, the tool does not define the process. What this means is that districts that need to move quickly and streamline their analysis and action plan development can do so with these tools, while those that need or want to follow a more deliberative course of review will find the tools can really guide them through a more comprehensive review as well. So thank you for considering the use of these lists. I also do independent consulting with districts if I'm available. So I look forward to hearing more about how you might use these checklists moving forward.